Ready for the junior.
This no good, deadbeat, weak, white boy.
What?
This funny. Yeah.
In Columbia, South Carolina this weekend, Friday through Sunday at the House of Comedy. All right, Gary, let's talk about your homie, the gorilla, in the Cincinnati Zoo.
I know. Wow. I know. We're finally getting the press. For all the wrong reasons. I know you guys heard about it already, right?
Oh yeah.
The 4-year-old and fell in, and the mom just yelled, "Mommy loves you, but not that much. I'm not going to get in to try to save you." I don't know about you, but if my kid falls, I think I'm going to go after it. She just sat there and yelled, "Mommy loves you. I love you. I know the kid's like, but are you going to help me?"
The kids are sitting there.
Once she saw that gorilla drag that little boy, she was like, "I love you. Okay. I got other kids." Here's the backstory of the gorilla. I don't know if you guys know the backstory. The gorilla is 17 years old. It's been in the Cincinnati Zoo for 1 year. They just brought it in last year to mate with the other two gorillas that was in the exhibit with it. So when the 4-year-old fell in, they got the other two girls out, but the male, Harambe, stayed behind. So basically what you got is you got this dude with his two ladies chilling in a penthouse suite, and this kid just shows up. He's probably like, "Ladies, you go ahead and take off. I'll handle this real quick." "Okay, Harambe." That gorilla wasn't angry. He was living the life every man wants to lead.
Two ladies in a swimming pool, huh?
Two ladies, swimming pool, chilling, showing off for all the people watching. Yeah, you wish it was me. You wish it was me. That gorilla wasn't aggressive. I'm not going to do nothing to that kid.
No.
It was really just probably just like, "Dude, will somebody come get this kid? Come on. I got my ladies here."
I'm trying to take care of something.
You're trying to set this off, Jay.
I'm trying to handle something. Whose baby is this?
Come on. They brought me in here to mate.
You know, a brother hates it when a baby shows up, Sybil. They really do, man.
But rarely baby. Does the brother go to handle the baby. It's
brother. When a brother's got two ladies, he's like, "I don't know." You know, he was like, "I don't know."
Or Jay. 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 He's been in that pen with them two girls, right? He was brought in to mate. He was probably like, okay, which one of you? Which one of you stepped out? which one you stepped out on me, ladies? Nah, both of you, leave. Leave right now. Yeah. I'll talk to the kid, because you liar.
Yeah. You know, and not to mention two ladies are going to go, "I know you had kids. You ain't saying nothing about you having children." Because, well, that was a bad situation for a brother, man.
Oh, my gosh. Think about what's going through his head. You imagine you in your own house, just sitting there.
Just chilling.
Got two girls over. And the kid just shows up. You're like, "What? Man. You shut me? I'm doing everything right."
I don't know who.
The gorilla's voice gets high.
The gorilla's voice got real high.
I don't know. What?
I swear to God, I ain't never seen it. I don't know.
Hurrah.
Trying to do the right thing and he gets shot, Sib. It's not right. It's just not right. It's not right.
All of these ruminations from the minds of comedians.
Comedians.
Going into the mind of Harambe. Yes.
But Sib, gorilla didn't do anything wrong.
They got a point. Right. They got a point.
Okay.
He's sitting there.
The man, he was chilling.
Chilling.
Two ladies.
Chilling with his girl.
You know how hard it is to set that up?
Yeah.
Not if you're D-Ray Davis. No.
Not if you're D-Ray, right?
But only D-Ray and Harambe.
D-Ray and Harambe.
Yeah.
And you're not good for Harambe.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see how that ended.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And a child shows up.
I don't even know. I don't know.
Get out, Cincinnati.